You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 466. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Conversions aren't down because your funnel is broken. They're down because trust is. And if you don't understand that shift, you'll keep fixing the wrong problem. Welcome back to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. I'm super excited to be here today because this is an important conversation that many are not having, but most people are feeling. And that is, we are in a trust recession. And if you've noticed that, sales feel slower, buyers hesitate more. People say, I just need to think about it more than they used to. It's not random. It's not just the economy. It's not that people don't have money. It's that trust is down. And when trust drops, conversions get harder. Let me unpack this with you today. Let's start with talking about just simply, what is a trust recession? A trust recession happens when belief declines. Belief in marketing, belief in experts, belief in promises, belief in outcomes. And we're operating in one right now. Why, you might ask? Thank you. Let me explain. Because the market is fucking saturated, because people have been burnt multiple fucking times, because AI is freaking flooding the internet with polished but emotionally flat content, because overpromising becomes normalized, because consumers are freaking tired. Trust used to be given more easily. Now it has to be earned at a much, 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 did I say much, deeper level. And when trust declines, buying behavior changes too. People don't necessarily stop spending, but they do slow down. They hesitate. They research more. They sit on decisions longer. They even might ghost you. They protect. And protection always slows conversion. So why is it that conversions feel hard right now? In my opinion, there are three big players that are contributing to this. One, fucking AI. I love it, and I have a love-hate relationship with AI. AI has changed perception. AI has made content creation faster than ever, such as like landing pages, emails, ads, webinars, but speed creates sameness. Buyers are now consuming more content than ever before, but believing less of it because it all sounds polished. It all sounds competent. It all sounds strategic. And humans can feel when something lacks depth. So what happens? They engage, yes. They consume, yes. They follow, yes, but they are hesitant to buy. The second thing that is contributing to this is economic sensitivity. And what I mean by economic sensitivity, can I even get that word out, is even high-performing, successful buyers are more cautious. Not necessarily because they don't have money. It's actually not the case for many, including myself, but because uncertainty is also high. And when uncertainty rises, risk tolerance drops. And buying is the risk. Even a $500 program, even a $5,000 mastermind, the nervous system asks, is this safe? Will this work? What if I waste my money on this? And if safety isn't clear, delay wins again. The third thing that I'm seeing is that the industry broke so much trust. Let's be fucking real for a minute. People have bought the programs, didn't get the fucking results, didn't implement, felt ashamed, felt unsupported, and now they are slower to commit, not because they don't want to grow, but because they don't want regret. Again, trust must now be built through experience, not promises. It must be built through experience, not promises. I'll come back to that in a minute. Before we continue with this episode, I want to ask you something. If someone asked you, are you a speaker? What would you say? Now, before you dismiss that, you're already speaking. You're speaking in sales conversations. You're speaking on Zoom calls. You're speaking in rooms where decisions are being made about your business. The real question isn't, are you speaking? But rather, are you still doing the talking without the payoff? That's why I'm excited to share our 2026 gold sponsor for my 3-day Women in Business Conference, Jacqueline Brooker, founder of the Business of Speaking. Jacqueline teaches founders how to turn their expertise into bookable assets, paid stages, and speaking-driven revenue streams. This isn't about hype or manifesting a keynote. It's about positioning, structure, and commercial strategy. If you've ever thought, I know my work is powerful, but I'm not landing the right opportunities, this is for you. Jacqueline has gifted my audience her free guide, The Paid Speaker One Sheet Swipe Files, showing you exactly how to position yourself so event organizers and decision makers see you as worth paying. You can download it now at businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. Again, that URL is businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. If you're ready to speak like your business depends on it, start here by heading to Jacqueline's URL, businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. Now let's get back to the episode. So when you think about the trust recession, and I've been talking a lot about this in my own masterminds and with my one-on-one clients at different events that I've been running, is like, what is it costing us? What is it costing you? Well, if you misdiagnose this season in your business, here's what happens. You might think that your messaging is off, your ads need tweaking, you need a new funnel, and you need to add urgency. And that might be the case for some. Obviously, each business has a unique business blueprint to themselves. So I can't say that all these things aren't necessarily true. But what happens is that you then launch more, push harder, add scarcity, change strategy. But urgency in a low downward trust market feels like pressure. And when pressure increases, so does withdrawal. So the real cost is you're going to have higher acquisition costs, longer sales cycle, more emotional fatigue for me and my team and your team, and more second guessing. You burn energy solving the wrong problem, because this isn't just necessarily a strategy shift. It could be, but in my opinion, what I'm seeing more often than not at the moment is that it's a trust shift. So you might be thinking, well, Angela, what the hell can I do? I get what you're saying. I too have changed my buying patterns. I'm seeing the buying conversions and patterns in my own business change. What can I do? If we are in the trust recession, in which I, in my opinion, we are, this is not about getting laddered, my friend. It is not, let me repeat, about getting louder. It's about you getting closer. And I'm going to give you three examples and or shifts that I think can help this. I'm going to start with my opinion, the most powerful one first. Increase proximity. Get in the room, create the room. In a trust recession, distance kills conversions. Polished content isn't enough anymore. Automation isn't enough. People want access. They want to feel you, hear you, see you think in real time, watch you answer hard questions, see how you respond without a script. And so in order to do that, that means exploring things like potentially live webinars with open Q&A, in-person or online workshops, right? In-person events, small room masterminds, roundtables, interactive masterclasses. When someone experiences you live, uncertainty naturally drops because they can assess, is she competent? Is she grounded? Does she really know what she's talking about? Do I feel safe here? Trust then accelerates through interaction and not necessarily perfection. And so in a low trust market, proximity is power. When buyers can engage with you directly, conversion friction drops. This is why live events convert at higher rates. It's not magic, it's nervous system alignment. Access reduces perceived risk. So I want you to think about where can you be doing either more workshops that are live or in person, more online webinars, hosting an event. For example, I'm about to do my 6-city speaking tour here in Australia starting next Tuesday, March the 3rd, where I'm going to go to Sydney, and then I'm in Brisbane, and then we're also in Melbourne, Adelaide, Canberra, and Perth. And I'm hosting a VIP dinner in each of these particular events. Why? Because I love people. But two, I want to be in the room with people, not the computer screen. And if you also happen to be in one of those cities in March, please let me know if you'd like to come to the VIP dinner, because it's going to be absolutely epic in those cities. Now, the second shift that you can look at is show proof with context. What I mean by that is generic testimonials are not enough anymore. 10K months, life-changing, so grateful, that doesn't build trust in our current market. Specificity does. What changed when they start working with you? How long did it take? What didn't work first? How did the client what did they have to do? What obstacles showed up for them while they were working with you? Depth builds credibility, and credibility lowers risk perception. When buyers can see the full picture, not just the highlight reel, their nervous system also relaxes, and relaxed buyers decide faster. And the last shift that I'd be recommending is increase depth, not volume. And what I mean by that is you do not need more fucking content, but you do need more substance. Explain how you're thinking, break down your decision-making, teach your frameworks with clarity, show your philosophy. Authority builds trust, noise does not. In a trust recession, long form wins all the bloody time. Consistency wins, clarity wins, because trust compounds over time. And when trust compounds over time, conversions follow. So as we start to wrap up on this particular episode, if conversions feel harder right now, pause before you panic. You may not have a funnel problem, but you could. I just want to put it out there. But you may, on the other hand, have a proximity gap, a proof gap, or a depth gap. We are operating in a very, very trust-sensitive market. And in seasons like this, the loudest businesses don't necessarily win. The safest ones do. The clearest ones do. The most present ones do. So instead of asking, how do I push harder, ask, how do I build deeper trust? Because trust isn't just about branding in this market anyways. Trust is the strategy. I hope you've enjoyed this particular episode, right? It's something that we need to talk about. And I want you to really think about, how are you encompassing trust every single day in your business in order for people to feel safe, in order to feel like they know you, and for order for people to then be able to buy from your awesomeness. And like I said before, if you happen to be in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Perth, Adelaide, in March, I will be hosting a private VIP intimate dinner for around 15 to 20 women. I have half our tickets sold out in the majority of those cities. So if you do want to come, make sure that you reach out to me at info@angelahenderson.com.au. But for now, I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll chat you on the next podcast episode. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.